When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As you guys can see by the title of this video, Eric from Codiciado calls out JOP from Fuerza Regida.
What?
Yes, you guys heard it right. You know, Eric, he hasn't been in the U.S. for 6.5 years. He came back, woke up today, and chose violence.
Jaja, los mexicanos empezaron a vestir como tú. Bro, jaja, come on, bro. Y as you guys can see, he underlined Corridos 2018 y que fue el 3 de enero del 2018. He also posted another story right here where he showed a Lilet Aragon 25 de abril del 2017. And you know, it's him in streetwear clothes. Papá siempre va a ser papá. A ti nadie te siguió. Tú no revolucionaste nada. Tú hiciste lo que Jimmy te dijo. Por eso estás donde estás.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Agusto Papá podcast. If you guys are new to this channel, make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and rate us a 5-star because it really helps us so we can go up and up, and they could really take us into consideration to take us to the billboards and all these other stuff because we really deserve it. You know, we're the Música Mexicana podcast. We were here since the beginning. We're not here for the trend. We're not here because of Peso Pluma. We were here since the beginning. Gecko is doing a giveaway.
Guys, we are giving away 2 pairs of tickets, so it's just one two. And a plus one for my event, October 20th in Cutler, California. We're all going to be there. All you got to do is comment down below, Que Show, go follow Gecko Promotion, Corona Entertainment, tag us, tag the person you want to go, and make sure to win. Cha-choo!
And as you guys can see by the title of this video, Eric from Codiciado calls out JOP from Fuerza Regida.
What?
Yes, you guys heard it right. You know, Eric, he hasn't been in the U.S. for 6.5 years. He came back, woke up today, and chose violence. Why? To give you guys some context right now, it's the week of the Latin Billboards in Miami. We didn't get to go to because we got demonetized things to someone, and we weren't there. But, you know, there's panels, interviews. They asked GOP what's going on with Mexican music. He was in the Live Nation panel, I believe.
Yeah, Live Nation panel on touring in United States and the changes. So this is the clip that started it all. Pay attention. It's 20 seconds. And this is everything that 99.9% of the people heard. Right here.
But we're the ones that, you know, we're Americans, so we kind of have the flow, and we started dressing different, and we kind of cut, like, hey, let's take the Mexican music and let's go out. And then everybody came with us. And then
everybody came with us.
Mexican artists started dressing like us, and it started going that way. Yeah. And now, thank God, La Música Mexicana is número uno.
I don't know how to stop it, bro.
You're like the worst with technology, bro.
The fucking dinosaur. He does not know how to use technology.
Okay, but I want you guys saw the damn video, see or no? Y'all saw it, y'all heard it. That's all that matters. So everybody only saw those 20 seconds. What were the key takeaways?
We started dressing different, and we went that way.
And then we said, "Let's take Mexicans." Yeah. Us. And then Mexicans started following us. So they said, "You know, we were American, we dressed like this," and then everybody started to follow us. And he also said, you know, they were there in the beginning, let's take Mexican music and go that way. So, you know, as being a trendsetter, that's what happened. That's what everybody saw. If you guys just saw this clip, what's going through your mind?
Well, the first thing that's going through my mind is that he wasn't the first one to actually do it. You know, for the people that have been, you know, listening to Música Mexicana way before, you know, this shit actually popped off, it was actually Grupo Codiciado. He's an artist from Tijuana, Grupo from Tijuana, and he was the first one to actually wear street clothes designer to his performances.
In street clothes, yeah.
Okay. And he came out and put him on the spot. Maybe he could talk about
it. So that's what's going through his mind. What's going through your mind just from watching that clip?
Well, the same thing as Jason said, you know, Grupo Codiciado, I think, I forgot what performance. Was it a performance in Tijuana or Smoke Me Out or something like that? He came out, you know, Armani, Gucci, and everything, which no one has really performed in. And I think Gerardo Ortiz actually, no, I think Gerardo Ortiz was a little different. I think it was just a shirt, but he still had like the whole boots and like, you know, everything that they had. But
before I keep going, what would you think when you saw that little clip?
I was hungry.
Oh my god. Now that he's trying to take the credit, you know, he thinks he's the trendsetter. But again, he's not like the chacheta part. He's not the trendsetter.
And Keiko woke up and chose violence. Keiko's not.
I didn't get that. Keiko's,
yeah, I know. I get you. Keep going.
I think he meant trombone, right?
Oh yeah, trombone.
Me trying to back you up. God damn, I didn't even know either. What's
okay, wait up, damn. Oh, but you know, Codiciado was the one that started it, you know, like when we had our grupo, we would say, are we dressing in suits or are we dressing in Codiciado? You know, we never were like, are we dressing like JOP or are we dressing in in suits, you know? Mm-hmm. Codiciado always been the one that impacted dressing as streetwear, you know.
Actually, yeah. Sorry, I'm gonna be honest. When I saw that clip, I didn't think like, oh shit, he's trying to take credit. And it wasn't until I saw a TikTok of some guy who said that
he was basically
like
analyzing the whole video.
Lied to everyone in their face.
Then he got called a pendejo.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. No, and then on that video, JLP commented like whatever it was. He's like, oh, called him pendejo something. And then he stitched that comment and made another video and he's like, oh, JLP called me a pendejo and I'm gonna take a shot.
Yeah. But it just sucks that like all these people who are following the trend don't know the real, you know,
yeah,
the real creator of dressing streetwear. Like, I'm pretty sure half of the people doing the podcast now are not fucking, that didn't know about Codiciado, you know? Half of the press people don't even know mm-hmm. about Codiciado.
And 99.9% of people didn't go to a show of Codiciado.
Yeah, of course, like, this, we've reached a new level of Musica Mexicana yeah. where it's like super mainstream. And I think there's, you know, a very few artists that, you know, reach that mainstream media of what Musica Mexicana
definitely,
is now.
Definitely.
And so, I think, you know, it could have been taken up to context. Like, he wanted to take the credit, or like Diego was saying, like, his statement was taken out of context.
Yeah, most definitely. So that's what happens when you get a very small clip of a big discussion. You know, it's a lot of context is taken out. A lot of things are up for interpretation from people. You know, as we saw, everybody had a different opinion. And, you know, that's what happens with social media. And then also just, I guess, like a ground rule type of thing, or, you know, why we're bringing up, like, Codiciado is, like the guy. I think with Musica Mexicana.
Wait, you didn't even know about Codiciado back then.
I know. What do you? Why do you have the laptop?
Yeah,
why do you have the laptop? Because I did my homework. Because I did doing my homework.
Guys.
Mira, papa.
Angel over here claimed that he hopped on.
Who's the one with the nose, though?
He hopped on with Junior H. Like, when Junior H played, I know something was different was coming. Hey, what is up with that tattoo, though?
Yeah. We'll talk about that right now, but I don't want to lose my train of thought. So, for some reason, literally all Mexicans agree that Codiciado was the very first one to start this trend. And also, I think there's people that, like, kind of started with that. You know, like how you said, Gerardo Ortiz, you know, sometimes it wasn't, like, the super traditional suit, sombrero and stuff. Sometimes they started wearing, like, jackets, leather jackets, things like that. So, it was, like, a start to that. But in this case, and then also I'm pretty sure sometime 50 years ago, some guy was just dressed as in his regular house clothes and sing a corrido, and they're going to say that was the very first one. But we're talking in terms of
who made it popular, right?
Yeah, we're talking in terms of who made it popular for the music that we listen to now. Not who was the very first one that picked up like some streetwear clothes 50 years
ago. Good point.
Who made the trend now?
But look,
that is a good point too, because for example, you know, me and Jason were in a grupo, and there's like videos where we're like playing and it's like 2016, and like we uploaded them to YouTube and we wore like regular street clothes, but we're not gonna be like, oh shit, we started it, you know?
Most definitely.
But luego también, like, it's not fair because Codiciado wasn't here, you know? So it's difficult to be a popping artist from Mexico to be heard a lot down here, you know? Like, and then JOP blew up here, so more people. Back it up. JOP hopped on the trends of like TikTok, blowing up on TikTok, Instagram, and all that shit.
He hopped on the trend?
Like, well, he
created the trend.
Damn, well, I think definitely he was a trendsetter with the vlogs.
It's Ricky.
Oh. Oh, yeah, asustan en esta casa?
No, no. Oh, it was trendsetter with the vlogs, yeah. Because I was going to be like, even the guy from Codiciado, Arturo. He was one of the first musicos to start vlogging.
Too. Definitely
Arturo is the accordion player of Codiciado, like, if you guys didn't know.
Who's Arthur? Yeah. So that's what we're saying. Codiciado was the one that influenced this wave of generation that's popping right now with the streetwear clothes. So for some reason, everybody actually agrees on that. So when that clip blew up, I'm pretty sure that's when Eric saw it. And he had this to say on his stories.
Damn, that guy got caught.
Pop it right here. He dice, jaja, los mexicanos empezaron a vestir como tú. Bro, jaja, come on, bro. Y as you guys can see, he underlined Corridos 2018 y que fue el 3 de enero del 2018. He also posted another story right here where he showed a Lilette Aragon, 25 de abril del 2017. And you know, it's him in streetwear clothes. Y dice, bro, tienes los números, pero el jefe siempre va a ser el jefe. Papá siempre va a ser papá. Okay. A ti nadie te siguió. Tú no revolucionaste nada. Tú hiciste lo que Jimmy te dijo. Por eso estás donde estás. Eres bueno en lo que haces, pero a ti nadie te siguió. Tú eres uno más. No tengo tus números, pero soy único y ya regresé a trabajar.
True. Yeah, okay, okay, question. Crazy. When he said, ya regresé a trabajar, do you think he meant it as like, okay, it's my turn to prove my point and like prove what I could do now that I'm in the United States? Because that's the way I took it.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Yeah, he just said
he pretty much said it textually, but like in Spanish. He tried like
he said, "You do what Jimmy tells you, and that's why you are where you are."
I think that's the big takeaway.
Like, holy shit!
That's the big takeaway.
Damn, you think JOP is gonna beef it with him now? Because you know how supposedly, you know, theoretically, I mean, like JOP's beefing it with everybody right now.
I don't think he's beefing it with everybody. I think it was just like that Peso Pluma beef. And then people just, well, like for example, this was taken out of context.
Yeah.
GOP didn't mean to say he started. He meant to say, he said like we. People thought he said we as like Fuerza Regida, but he said we as in like Junior Nata, Policiado.
Yeah, and then also right here, I think that is one big, well, and then like the whole GOP pushing it with everybody. This just happened. I think he's just suffering from success. Every single word that he says is scrutinized. Every single word that he says, some people out there with bad intentions tries to twist it. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened here. Someone took those clips with, you know, ill intent, just trying to gain traction on whatever social media they posted this on. So I took matter into my own hands. I watched the whole thing. He does mention, you know, these other artists paved the way. You know, he mentions Ramon Ayala, Juan Sebastian, all those other people.
Oh, yeah.
So he mentioned them, and then he's like, oh, you know, but like now it's our turn.
You think Jimmy told him to say that?
I don't think so.
No, but like that too, you're right. I feel like that's why JOP's getting a lot of hate, because he's a bigger artist and whatever he says, people are going to try to twist it. You get views or whatever.
Yeah.
But even that too, right there, he said Ramon Ayala, Vicente Fernandez, Luis Miguel is steel music. And people are like mad about that.
I mean,
but it's like, a little bit taken out of context, but I watched the whole thing, and the vibe that I got from him from the whole thing is that he's just confident. Like, he's confident on what he's saying. And I try to put myself in his shoes, you know, as hard as it is, you know, being on like the crazy level that he is. But on that mindset, you know, seeing it like, oh, you know, I got 8,000 people paying a few hundred dollars to see me every other day for the past like 6-7 months. Like, you know, you did something right. Mm-hmm. You did, you know, you for sure paved your at least your own lane, you know? So in that case, I saw him as, he was confident. Not. I feel like people would try to say cocky, but in any other genre, people would be like, oh yeah, like not for real, like you did this.
But do you
I think it's only in the Mexican side that people try to make every time someone has the confidence and things like that, like they try to make it seem like it's cocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think he should have categorized that type of music as steel music?
But okay, beyond, but is it?
But who does
that's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm
asking
you.
It's literally, we literally understand. Do you understand like the music that he meant?
Yeah. Well,
it's because like, I think he's speaking like us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like our language.
Of course.
Steel music, it wasn't like in a bad way.
Yeah, I asked that question just so, you know, the rest of you guys could answer in the comments.
Yeah. Yes, and then they went on to talk about that. They're like, the steel music, like, you know, we made it cool. I guess in part, you know, if you felt like the covers, you know, you know, if I try to put myself in his shoes again, I would, let's say, cantan las, the older songs. I can't name you an older song right now.
Like, for example, the song,
like the Chrysler 300 one.
Like, for example, Eslabón, you know, Eslabón and like other groups have done older songs, and now our generation thinks it's their songs, but it's actually covers of older artists.
Oh yeah, like a little phenomenon of Yeah, these like new artists covering
like,
songs.
Like, oh, who wrote yeah. this? Who wrote this? Like,
no, like Lamento like, Boliviano.
Yeah, Lamento Boliviano. Historia entre tus manos.
Oh, I remember too. You didn't
Rosa,
know Rosa.
Rosas.
Yeah. No, no, no. Actually, okay, I'm gonna tell you guys like, so that you guys can see. No, okay, look, that one I was like, I heard this before. That one, okay, but look, I'm gonna give you a worse one.
He's new to the música mexicana scene.
So you guys know where I started. I was playing Puerto Diferente because I think I was
COVID.
It was like my favorite group. No, it gets worse. No, hold up. This gets worse. No, what do you mean it gets worse? No. It hasn't gotten worse. They took out a Desvelado, right? What's the name? Bobby something, right?
Bobby Schmerda.
No, Bobby.
Boucher?
No, cállate.
Oh, Bobby Sheflick.
Bobby Milley.
Bobby Siller?
No.
Bobby Altop?
Oh, Bobby the podcaster?
Bobby. You're obsessed with her. No.
Bobby.
Bobby! You
should have
just said Bobby.
No, hold up. Give me a second. I'm going to look it up. No.
Hey, remember that time where I think it was Beto fucking, he told us about, his parents asked him, like, oh, you listen to old music? Because I think it was Alta Cosita.
Which Beto are we talking
Humberto.
About?
Humberto.
Oh, my God. I thought you were Beto from Frontera.
I know, me too.
Okay, ahí te va. Bobby Pulido, Desvelado.
Who's that?
That's the one that wrote the original Desvelado song.
No, like it's his song.
That's why I said he wrote the original song.
Okay, you know how it goes?
Yeah.
Can you sing it like a little bit?
He goes.
Okay, that song. Okay, so Puerto Diferente did the cover.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like this goes hard, you know? And then my mom, like, she heard it and she just kept singing it. And I was like, how the hell do you know this?
Puerto Diferente.
How do you know this? And he's like, that's an old song. And I was mind blown.
Oh, I did not know that.
I think a lot of people, like, it happens to them. You know, like, I just didn't know.
You see, like, I'm telling you, like, this music is very, like, revolutionizing.
Oh, lo que dijo.
Oye, bro.
Say it again.
Revolutionizing.
Yeah, because that happened. You know, GOP was taken out of context. Eric Mugodisa threw some shots. I feel like there's no going back now. I feel like that little shot of you do what Jimmy tells you, and that's why you are where you are now. I'm the one that like started this. There might be some like tension. Even Edgardo, he commented on our video.
What did he say?
He just put like some emojis. I'm gonna put it up right here. And he actually put something on his story right after too. Oh, let's and I stream recorded it too.
Oh, man. What
like,
he say?
He actually had a point.
What he say?
He was basically saying like, oh, online you guys fight, but when you guys see each other in person, se andan mamando la verga.
Oh, look.
A ver. Un saludo para los peleoneros, para los que pelean por las redes sociales. Déjense de esas mamás, hombre. ¿Para qué pelean por un pinche número? ¿Para qué andar queriendo perjudicar gente para agarrar números? Esa madre vale verga, a lo mejor. Si tienen un pedo, pénsenle un tiro de frente y ya. Luego se topan y nomás andan nomándose la verga unos a los otros. Así que... Esta madre es música, hay que hacer música para la gente, déjense de mamada. No anden queriendo perjudicar las carreras de otros, para agarrar números. Mejor respeten a los que andan bateando, los que andan abriendo caminos arriba, hay que respetar.
He's spitting facts, you know?
Yeah, what does you look like? Es la one and then we're fighting, and then they were fucking right next to each
other.
And Peso?
Oh.
You said them as in like,
yeah.
What is our...
Oh.
Where's Gardo?
17. And them is more than one. So,
well, Peso has a team, so I consider all of them.
17:38.
I think just a big takeaway is don't believe every little clip that you see. Sometimes people will clip up something, an artist saying something with a caption, or like let's say. They're describing something in a negative way, and on the top will be like, oh, that's him talking about Peso Pluma or something. There's people that are desperate out there to get views, to get clicks, to get interactions. Don't believe everything that you see. If you see it's a little clip, that means there's a video to it, you know? So if
like
you guys
what
are really
did.
Into that, make sure you watch the whole thing. I watched the whole billboard thing. Yeah, go for it.
You may speak.
That's a thing that happened to Yaritza.
I was going to mention that, Kiko. Good point.
No one's talking to you. But yeah, that's the thing.
Peguense un tiro.
That's the thing that happened at Yaritza. You know, they just clipped up that small piece, And then they didn't watch the full thing, you know?
Yeah, you have a very good point that a lot of people are doing that. Como dijo Edgardo, están tratando de perjudicar las carreras a costa de querer agarrar views and interactions, you know, perjudican las carreras de las personas. No hagan eso. I think it also that affects all of us because artists are going to be scared to talk now.
Do interviews,
anything. Any sort of little thing, it gets really criticized, really scrutinized.
And I feel like they have, you know, when stuff like this happens, like they're scared to be themselves because, you know, people are going to clip it up and it's going to get taken out of context. And at the end of the day, you can't really, the artist can't show who they really are because, you know, on the back of their head is like, okay, you know, if I do something wrong, they're going to eat me up for it.
Most definitely. I think a lot of...
Eat them up.
A lot of publicists, you know, have those conversations with all of their artists. Like, hey, you know what? Like, it's just better. Let's just not do this podcast. Let's not do this interview. Let's not do this little piece of content.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we haven't had a peso.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, we're not just us, like, you know, as literally like podcasters, but all of us lose out because all these artists, like, you know, they're just going to go away. All we're going to get from them is music. I think a lot of artists are just going to like literally not speak no more, you know? I think a lot of them like really don't say anything much. So it's a bad trend.
Crazy. And then in this case, like, there shouldn't have been a fight. And now I'm pretty sure JOP does not feel the same way about
Eric.
Yeah. Oh, and also to note, he deleted the stories. It didn't go a full 24 hours on his
profile.
Yeah.
Jimmy probably told him, like, hey, take it down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, Jimmy, you know, like, was an intermediary on that. Like, called them both. And it's like, hey, you know, he didn't mean this. He didn't mean that.
But didn't JOP post like a
story? Madre de todos modos me quieren odiar or something like that, right?
And he put the 6 billion streams.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, Fuerza Regida, they've and also on the panel, it was him with two people, like two big dogs from Live Nation, and they were like giving him props. They're like, oh, like, you know, he comes up with his own strategies, with his own ideas, and they go and execute. I'm pretty sure that. And they give the example of he was at the Toyota Arena February last year.
May 22.
And he was saying like all the tickets weren't selling. They probably had a big chunk of tickets that weren't sold yet. So they said, you know, we got to make some noise. And he was the one that came up with the idea like, oh, let's stop the freeway. You know, some people are going to say it's good. Some people are going to say it's bad. But we're going to be out there no matter what. They're going to end up on the news. And they did it right next to a billboard that had the tour dates and all that. So they're like, oh, you know, like, let's get this going. So they gave him props for that. And you know, like, he's like a go-getter. He does, you know, he gets things done, because I think that a lot of other artists would have just said like, oh, you know, like, to not look bad, let's just cancel the venue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go fix all them.
Yeah. So you guys think he's the most like humblest artist out there?
The most humblest?
Ricky
made me laugh. Ricky made me laugh.
No, because I was like, the humblest. Let me see. What
I'm trying to think of the most humble.
Echas un tiro. Echas un tiro.
The more humble, maybe humble G. Pero al rato.
Humble.
Va a aguantar puto, eh.
Va a dar dato. Va a
tomar. Ah, está. I don't know.
Humblest.
I'm trying to think of the most humblest right now.
Bro, you speak just as
I probably had to go with Ivan Cornejo, most humblest.
Oh.
Because he's very humbling, like.
Ricky, go back outside and focus.
I feel like humble.
Okay. Damn, I feel like.
Well,
humble. Fuck up.
Well, I feel like Ivan Cornejo is very like the humblest, but I feel like the humblestest is probably like Peso Pluma.
No, well, I don't think he's a cocky person. I don't know about humble. You know, I don't know him, you know, on a personal level. But from what I saw, you know, as some people, oh, yeah, yeah. As you know, I saw somebody said, you know, go watch the whole thing. I went to go watch the whole thing, and that's the vibe that I got from him. You know, he made some statements. He said, I did this, I did that. And
he really did.
And he really did. He really did do a lot of things.
Wrap it up.
So, you know, like they say, you know, you feel like you're up here. You talk like you're up here. But like he really is up there. He really did things. I think right now he might be the most successful touring artist. Alongside Junior and Ivan. And Peso.
Of course.
course. For sure.
That's great. But yeah, guys, that wraps up this episode. Comment down below what you guys think about the whole situation. Was it a misunderstanding or not? I'm pretty sure it was. You know, GOP commented it was a misunderstanding. He meant to include everyone as a collective, not just him. He knows he didn't do it, but he did do a lot of things for the genre. He did create a lot of things. He is really on top. He talks his shit because he really proved that he's up here. And also comment down below who you think, who do you think is the humblest artist?
Dude, I was about to say that shit.
And join the ticket giveaway that Keiko's doing in the link in the description.
Yes.
And if you guys are going, we're gonna be there.
Shots on Keiko if you see him.
Keiko. He said he's gonna do free bottles
for the bottle. 50
people.
Bottle.
First 50 people get a bottle?
No, they get a shot.
Oh, everyone, first 100 people get a shot.
50.
First 50 people get a free shot of Kirkland.
Peace out, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Los queremos mucho. Ciao.
Thank you, guys. We're back. We're taking over YouTube.
We take over. We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
Oh, it's like, as compitas, no compitas.
We're not here for the trend. We're here because we actually enjoy música mexicana. But guys, go listen to our playlist on Spotify. Spotify is the best. And yeah, por gusto. True.